Today we lift up your city, Spring Valley Lake, and Sugarloaf. Father God, we thank you for the privilege of standing in the gap for the residents of these communities. We recognize one of the goals of our prayers is that we may live in peace. We pray for wisdom for those in leadership, even if they're not God-fearing men and women. Lord, we ask you to turn their hearts to the way of wisdom. We pray for the prosperity of these cities, not for selfish reasons, but as you have instructed, that the funds would be used to help the poor, the widows, the orphans, the homeless, that the financial surplus would empower your people to love others freely and generously. We ask that your people in these areas humble themselves and ask you to forgive the corporate sins of these cities, that you would bring healing to the residents and city life from its many sins. We pray for their leaders, if they're not God-fearing people, for people to share the gospel message with them and show loving kindness that would lead them to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. We also pray for future elections to replace those who do not fear you with those that do. We pray these communities would shine their light so brightly through their deeds and words that they would be an example to the cities surrounding them and to our county. In Jesus' mighty name. Spring Valley Lake has about 9,000 people. It's located in Victor Valley region of the High Desert. Its individually owned lots have many with lakefront lots, golf courses. It's a suburb of Victorville, however, has a D+ crime grade. But it does have over 10 churches. So we lift them up and pray, God, that you would prosper them and make them successful for those that call on your name and know you and preach the gospel. About Sugarloaf, it's got about 2,000 people. It's less than a mile south of Big Bear City. It's sort of like a suburb of Big Bear City and Lake, and it has no churches. So the churches that they would go to would be in Big Bear City or Big Bear Lake. So Father, we continue to pray for our city and these communities that they would be an example by their moral leadership. They would adopt best ideals. They would have favor with the leadership and with the districts in their schools, that you would enlarge their hearts with grace and love, that you would help them to be allies with the cities around them and support the people around them in the communities that are there. There's Fawnskin and other ones nearby. We pray against any evil influences that would try to bring corruption and wickedness and selfishness. And we pray those intentions would be thwarted. We pray for intercessors to rise up and pray against that. We pray for the protection from natural disasters, especially from droughts, fires, blizzards. We pray, God, for the protection of that whole community, both of them, to feel a hedge of protection around there against any evil that would try to come in. And lastly, we pray for revival to happen in Sugarloaf, Spring Valley Lake, and in our own city. In Jesus' name.